Turkish police continue to detain and arrest anti-government protesters in what many lawyers call a witch hunt for people with any links to the Gezi protests. Since late May, the protesters have been calling for the downfall of the ruling AK Party, led by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
The chemicals in the tear gas are bad for the health. We believe in the future there will be many negative effects of this gas like cancer. There is a 16-year-old boy who has been in a coma for 20 days after being hit with a tear gas canister and 17-year-old girl who is now paralyzed. She will never be the same.
The Association of Photographers says over 100 photographers have been detained or badly beaten. They have also had their photos erased by the police during the demonstrations in Istanbul as well as Ankara. One photographer who accepted to talk to us on condition of anonymity says he had a yellow press ID card when the police attacked him.
I was free to shoot some pictures of the clashes between the demonstrators and the police. Police started to beat them, you know. And then I suddenly went there and tried to shoot some pictures of the, you know, of the police beating the demonstrators, and the other took my camera and made pictures.
Turkish lawyers have also been detained in recent days. One lawyer says he walked all the way from Ankara to Istanbul to protest against the ongoing crackdown on his colleagues.
42 lawyers have been detained since the beginning of the protest. When we investigated, we found out there was no legal basis or even warrant for their detention. The police should be held accountable for these illegal actions.
Five people died and thousands were wounded during the protests, which began peacefully in late May, over plans to redevelop the Gezi Park in Istanbul. The protest later spiraled into a broader show of defiance against Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan's government. In the meantime, Human Rights Watch has issued a statement telling Turkish authorities to immediately issue new guidelines for the use of tear gas. The European Court of Human Rights has said that tear gas should only be used to quell violence. Turkish security has recently purchased 100,000 new tear gas canisters. If that's any indication of things to come, it does not seem that Turkish security will be stopping anytime soon. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.